Zomi Leadership Unmasked. Patriotism, transparency, accountability, responsibility, and the legacy we leave to the next generation. By Disciple Sean. There are defining moments in the history of a people when carefully maintained appearances begin to collapse, masks come off, and the curtain concealing reality is finally drawn back. Such moments may be uncomfortable, but they are necessary. They reveal the difference between those who merely occupy leadership positions and those who genuinely carry the burdens, hopes, and future of their people. The Zomi people may now be entering such a moment of timely unveiling. A new chapter of Zomi history is being written, not only through conferences, elections, public declarations, institutions, and cultural celebrations, but also through the character and decisions of those entrusted with leadership. Words are being measured against actions. Titles are being measured against service. Public expressions of patriotism are being measured against personal sacrifice. Carefully managed appearances are being tested against private conviction. This is not a call for personal attacks, humiliation, vengeance, reckless accusations, or unnecessary division. It is a call for discernment, transparency, accountability, responsibility, institutional reform, and moral renewal. The purpose is not to destroy leaders. It is to distinguish authentic leadership from performance and recover the true meaning of Zomi public service. When the curtain is removed, leadership is sometimes evaluated largely by outward appearances, organizational titles, public visibility, political connections, ceremonial speeches, cultural attire, social media recognition, or the ability to speak persuasively about unity. But appearances alone cannot carry a people into the future. When the curtain is removed, the Zomi community must ask more serious questions. Does this leader possess a genuine heart for the Zomi people? Does this leader defend Zomi identity when doing so carries a personal cost? Does this leader serve the people or primarily pursue a name, title, status, influence, or recognition? Does this leader remain committed when there is no applause or public acknowledgement? Does this leader strengthen unity through truth, justice, and mutual respect? Does this leader use authority to protect people or to protect personal influence? Do the leader's actions correspond with his or her public declarations? Is the next generation stronger and better prepared because this person served? These questions are not expressions of disloyalty. They are legitimate tests of public trust. Recognition-driven leadership and performative patriotism. Most Zomi community leadership positions are volunteer-based. The primary concern, therefore, should not simply be described as career politics. The deeper concern is leadership pursued for recognition, reputation, status, influence, personal validation, or ego. The Zomi community needs educated, competent, experienced, and committed volunteers. Long-term involvement is not the problem. Public recognition is not inherently wrong either. Faithful volunteers deserve appreciation for their time, service, and sacrifices. The danger begins when serving the people becomes secondary to protecting one's name, title, reputation, influence, or ego. Recognition-driven leadership asks, how will this position strengthen my name, status, or influence? Servant leadership asks, how can this responsibility strengthen my people and prepare the next generation? A recognition-driven leader may volunteer significant time while remaining more concerned with acknowledgement than lasting results. A performative patriot may celebrate Zomi identity during ceremonies and public speeches but remain silent when defending that identity carries a social or political cost. An ego-centered leader may treat honest questions as personal attacks, regard younger leaders as threats, resist accountability, or protect a title more carefully than the mission of the institution. The problem is not receiving recognition. The problem arises when recognition becomes the reason for serving, the title becomes a personal possession, and ego becomes more important than the people. Volunteer service becomes performative when the appearance of sacrifice matters more than the fruit of service. Some may serve for the name. Others may serve for the title. Still others may serve to preserve influence or satisfy personal ego. Authentic leaders, however, serve because the dignity, welfare, identity, and future of their people matter more than their own prominence. The difference becomes clearest when there is no applause, when criticism arises, when sacrifice is required, and when someone else receives the recognition. Those who serve for recognition protect their names. Those who serve from conviction protect their people. Zomi Tangthu Thak Kijil, writing a new Zomi history. This concern is powerfully expressed in the following Zomi reflection. Zomi Tangthu Thak Kijil, Minam Makai Thukikupna Song A, Minam Lungshim Ni Lo Ding, Lay, Minam Vita Tu Nisat Lo Ding, Kika in Kigan, Kichi. Zomi Makai Kot in Zomi Lungshim, Zomi Angvan, Zomi Hutbit Nating Lungshim Ani K Lay, Tuanu, Tuapa in Amavipuak, Ama Ni Ding Lungshim Ani Lo Ahi Manan A Panmun Ta Kituaklo Vipuak Ala Keel Kha Ahi Hai. Tong Sianpu. In English, writing a new Zomi history, in discussions among national and community leaders, it is repeatedly said that leaders should not possess a national consciousness or evaluate matters from the perspective of their own people. However, if a Zomi leader has no heart for the Zomi people, no concern for Zomi dignity and legitimate interests, and no commitment to safeguarding the Zomi community, then that person lacks the conviction required by the responsibility entrusted to them. Such a person may have accepted a position whose duties do not correspond with the condition of their heart. This statement raises a foundational question. What is the purpose of Zomi leadership if leaders are discouraged or prohibited from considering the identity, dignity, legitimate interests, welfare, and future of the Zomi people? The contradiction of representation without responsibility. To appoint or elect a Zomi leader and then prohibit that person from exercising discernment informed by responsible Zomi patriotism is logically self-defeating. The clearest analogy is that of a shepherd. It is like appointing a shepherd to guard a flock and then forbidding him from giving particular care to the sheep entrusted to him. If he must not protect the flock, in what meaningful sense is he its shepherd? The political contradiction is equally clear. A Zomi leader forbidden to consider the legitimate interests of the Zomi people is like an elected representative forbidden to represent those who elected him. The title remains, but the purpose of the office has been abolished. An attorney must consider the lawful interests of the client. A physician must prioritize the patient's welfare. Parents have a particular responsibility toward their children. A watchman at the gate must distinguish between safety and danger. These responsibilities do not require hostility toward anyone else. They arise from stewardship. The argument can be stated simply. A representative is entrusted with protecting and advancing the legitimate welfare of those represented. A Zomi leader is entrusted with representing the Zomi people. Therefore, a Zomi leader must consider the legitimate welfare, dignity, identity, rights, and future of the Zomi people. One cannot consistently reject that conclusion while preserving the full meaning of the leadership position. What makes a Zomi institution distinctively Zomi? If Zomi identity, cultural heritage, and patriotic commitment are weakened, undermined, or removed from a Zomi institution, it risks becoming little more than an ordinary social club, local community association, or charitable organization. Such organizations may perform valuable work, but they do not necessarily fulfill the distinctive historical responsibility for which a Zomi institution exists. The uniqueness of a Zomi institution lies not merely in its name, membership, meetings, programs, public events, or legal registration. Its defining character is found in its commitment to preserve and strengthen Zomi identity, protect and develop the Zomi language, safeguard Zomi history and cultural heritage, promote unity and solidarity among the Zomi people, represent legitimate Zomi interests with courage and integrity, prepare future generations to understand and embrace who they are, reserve others through truth, justice, peace, and Christian love. Charitable activities, social services, cultural programs, and community development are valuable. But many ordinary organizations can perform them. What makes a Zomi institution uniquely Zomi is the patriotic purpose informing those activities, the conscious responsibility to preserve Zomi identity, dignity, continuity, and collective well-being. Service may describe what a Zomi institution does, but patriotic stewardship explains why it exists. Consider the logic of institutional identity. If a church removes Christ and the gospel from its mission, it may continue performing excellent social services, but it is no longer distinctively Christian in purpose. Likewise, if a Zomi institution removes Zomi identity, culture, language, history, and responsible patriotism from its mission, it may retain Zomi in its name while surrendering the substance that gives the name meaning. The principle is clear. Every identity-based institution exists because of a defining purpose. Zomi institutions exist specifically to serve, preserve, develop, and represent the Zomi people. Zomi identity, cultural continuity, and responsible patriotism are therefore essential, not optional, to their mission. Removing these elements changes the institution's nature, even if its name and organizational structure remain unchanged. A Zomi name without Zomi conviction is a label without substance. A Zomi institution without patriotic responsibility is a body that has forgotten why it exists. Programs may keep an organization busy. Funding may keep it operational. Titles may preserve its structure. But only a clear commitment to Zomi identity and responsible patriotism can keep it meaningfully Zomi. Zomi transparency, accountability, and responsibility. Every elected or appointed Zomi leader is entrusted with more than a title, a seat at the table, or authority within an organization. Each is chosen to serve the people, safeguard the institution, and protect the dignity, welfare, identity, and future of the Zomi community. That public trust carries three inseparable obligations: transparency, accountability, and responsibility. Transparency. Transparency requires leaders to communicate honestly about decisions, policies, finances, conflicts of interest, and the use of institutional authority. The people should not be kept in darkness about matters that directly affect them. Transparency does not mean that confidential personal information must be publicly exposed. It means that secrecy must never be used to conceal misconduct, manipulate decision-making, avoid legitimate scrutiny, or protect favored individuals. Accountability. Accountability means that no leader is above legitimate questions, organizational policies, ethical standards, or appropriate corrective action. Election or appointment grants authority for a limited period. It does not grant immunity from scrutiny. Leaders who exercise authority over others must also be answerable for how that authority is used. Accountability is not hostility toward leadership, it is protection against the corruption of leadership. Responsibility. Responsibility means accepting the consequences of one's decisions, correcting mistakes, addressing harm, and placing the community's welfare above personal pride, influence, or reputation. A responsible leader does not ask only, "Did I personally cause this problem?" That leader also asks, "Did this happen under the authority entrusted to me, and what must I now do to address it?" A leader's responsibility is not merely to avoid personally causing harm, but also to respond responsibly when harm occurs under the authority entrusted to that leader. Leadership and the duty of care. Within the reasonable authority of their offices, Zomi leaders should exercise a genuine duty of care toward those they represent. They should work to protect community members from emotional harm, public humiliation, intimidation, and degrading treatment, psychological harm caused by coercion, bullying, threats, or abuse of authority, physical danger, unsafe conditions, harassment, and preventable injury, discrimination and unequal treatment, cultural harm caused by the distortion, exploitation, dilution, or erasure of Zomi identity, institutional harm caused by secrecy, favoritism, conflicts of interest, or misuse of power, social division caused by misinformation, exclusion, and irresponsible communication, spiritual harm caused by manipulating faith, conscience, or religious authority for personal control, harm to the Zomi language, history, dignity, unity, and long-term future, retaliation against those who raise legitimate concerns in good faith. Leadership does not mean that every disagreement, criticism, offense, or disappointment can be prevented. Accountability also does not mean that every allegation is automatically true. It means that concerns must be received respectfully, facts must be examined carefully, all parties must be treated fairly, and decisions must be made through transparent and established procedures. Protecting people does not mean controlling them, suppressing disagreement, or shielding the institution from embarrassment. It means creating conditions in which community members can participate without fear, raise concerns without retaliation, receive fair treatment, and trust that their dignity will be respected. Authority must never become a shield. An elected or appointed position must never be used as a shield against legitimate examination. A leader who demands accountability from others while refusing to accept it personally creates a double standard that weakens public trust. Likewise, the language of unity must never be used to silence those who report mistreatment, institutional failure, or possible wrongdoing. Genuine unity is not the absence of questions. It is the presence of truth, justice, mutual respect, reconciliation, and a trusted process for resolving disagreement. Criticism should be respectful, responsible, and evidence-based. Leadership must also be mature enough to receive correction without treating every question as a personal attack. A healthy Zomi institution should therefore maintain clear ethical and behavioral standards, transparent decision-making procedures, accurate financial reporting, conflict of interest policies, safe and confidential channels for complaints, fair review and investigation procedures, protection against retaliation, appropriate corrective and restorative measures, regular reporting to members, meaningful participation by women, youth, elders, and local communities, responsible succession planning, and peaceful transitions of authority. These safeguards do not weaken leadership. They strengthen its legitimacy. The moral weight of election. Being elected by the Zomi people is not simply an honor. It is a covenant of public trust. The people entrust leaders with their names, resources, institutions, cultural identity, community relationships, and collective future. Leaders must therefore ask whether their decisions protect those entrusted to them or expose them to avoidable harm. A responsible leader asks, "Have I communicated honestly with the people? Have I used authority fairly and consistently? Have I listened to those who may have been harmed? Have I distinguished constructive criticism from personal hostility? Have I protected vulnerable people rather than merely influential individuals? Have I corrected misinformation and acknowledged mistakes? Have I placed institutional integrity above personal reputation? Have I strengthened Zomi identity and public confidence? Am I leaving the institution healthier than I received it?" A leader who makes a mistake but accepts responsibility, seeks the truth, corrects the wrong, and reforms the institution may restore public trust. A leader who hides behind a title, refuses accountability, or protects personal reputation at the expense of those harmed deepens the original failure. A Zomi organization without transparency may retain its structure but lose public trust. Leadership without accountability may retain authority but lose moral credibility. Representation without responsibility may retain a title but lose its purpose. Patriotism is not prejudice. Some may object that evaluating issues through a Zomi patriotic consciousness could produce division, bias, or ethnic hostility. That concern should be acknowledged, but it does not justify abandoning Zomi responsibility. The objection confuses patriotism with supremacy. Responsible Zomi patriotism does not claim that the Zomi people possess greater human worth than others. It recognizes that those who accept Zomi leadership assume a particular duty toward the people they have agreed to represent. Particular responsibility and universal human dignity are not opposites. A person can love and care for his or her family without hating neighboring families. Parents can prioritize their children's welfare without believing that other children are inferior. Likewise, Zomi leaders can defend Zomi identity, language, heritage, rights, and legitimate interests while respecting the dignity and rights of every other people. Christian stewardship reinforces this distinction. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2, NIV. The words, "under your care," establish particular accountability. A shepherd cannot use general concern for all flocks as an excuse for neglecting the one specifically entrusted to him. The proper choice is therefore not between Zomi patriotism and justice. The proper standard is responsible Zomi patriotism governed by truth, justice, humility, wisdom, peace, and love. The mask of neutrality. One of the most effective masks worn by watered-down leadership is the language of neutrality. Neutrality can be honorable when it means fairness, careful judgment, and refusal to participate in wrongdoing. But neutrality becomes negligence when it demands silence about the legitimate needs of one's people. It becomes abandonment when leaders refuse to defend Zomi identity because doing so might threaten their reputation, funding, relationships, acceptance, or influence. Diplomacy without conviction can become organized surrender. Peace without truth is fragile. Unity without accountability becomes enforced silence. Inclusiveness does not require erasing Zomi identity. Justice does not require Zomi leaders to forget whom they represent. Cooperation does not demand cultural surrender. A leader who speaks continually about serving everyone while consistently neglecting the people entrusted to his or her care is not necessarily demonstrating universal love. That leader may simply be avoiding particular responsibility. Testing leadership by its fruit. Authentic leadership must be evaluated by more than speeches, slogans, promises, and carefully managed public images. Jesus taught, "By their fruit you will recognize them." Matthew chapter 7 verse 16, NIV. This principle provides a powerful standard for examining public leadership. Claims of patriotism and service should be tested by observable fruit. Has Zomi identity been strengthened or diluted? Has the Zomi language been preserved and developed? Has Zomi history been accurately documented? Have young people been educated, mentored, and empowered? Have institutions become stronger, more transparent, and more accountable? Have divisions been addressed with truth, wisdom, and fairness? Have vulnerable members of the community been defended? Have leaders sacrificed personal convenience for the common good? Has institutional authority been used to protect people rather than personal interests? Is the Zomi community stronger because of their leadership? A person may repeatedly declare love for the Zomi people, but genuine love produces courage, responsibility, sacrifice, protection, and service. Where these fruits remain consistently absent, the community has the right to ask whether the declared passion is authentic or merely performative. This examination must remain fair and evidence-based. Accountability should address conduct, policies, conflicts of interest, failures of responsibility, and measurable outcomes. It must never be reduced to rumor, personal hostility, or character assassination. A living example, the legacy of Dr. Chin Du Kam. The recent dedication and commemoration of the Dr. Chin Du Kam Hall. At the Zomi Community Center, Zomi Inpai, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, offers a timely answer to an urgent question. What kind of legacy should a Zomi leader leave for the next generation? Dr. Chin Du Kam's legacy remains memorable and extraordinary because it was not built merely upon titles, public recognition, or ceremonial appearances. It was formed through conviction, sacrifice, faithfulness, scholarship, ministry, peacemaking, and service. His life brought together qualities that should never be separated. Incompromising faith in God, unapologetic patriotism for Zomi identity and the Zomi people, courageous and sacrificial service, commitment to peace and reconciliation, genuine love and respect for all peoples. Dr. Kam demonstrated that devotion to the Zomi people does not require hatred toward anyone else. His Zomi patriotism did not prevent him from becoming a peacemaker. His defense of Zomi identity did not limit his capacity to love, respect, and work with people from other ethnic, cultural, and national backgrounds. His Christian faith did not weaken his concern for the Zomi people. It gave that concern a moral foundation, disciplined it through love, and directed it toward service. His example may be summarized in one sentence. Uncompromising in faith, unapologetic in Zomi identity, committed to peace, and generous in love toward all. This is the kind of patriotism Zomi leadership needs. Patriotism without hatred, conviction without arrogance, courage without cruelty, peacemaking without surrender, and cooperation without the loss of identity. A hall is more than a name. Naming a hall after Dr. Chin Du Kam carries meaning beyond memorial recognition. A building may preserve a person's name, but the greater responsibility is to preserve and continue the principles represented by that name. The hall should stand not only as a memorial to the past but also as a moral challenge to the present. Every gathering held there should remind the Zomi community that leadership is measured by faith, character, service, courage, sacrifice, and the lives strengthened through one's labor. It should silently ask every leader who enters, what are you building that will remain after your title is gone? Are you serving with uncompromising faith, principled patriotism, a peacemaking spirit, and love for all? Will the next generation inherit only your name, or will it inherit the lasting fruit of your service? The finest way to honor a faithful leader is not merely to place his name upon a building. It is to continue the principles for which he lived. The difference between a title and a calling. Titles may be granted through election, appointment, seniority, popularity, or influence. A calling, however, is demonstrated through faithfulness. A title can provide authority, but it cannot manufacture conviction. A title can place someone before the people, but it cannot place the people within that person's heart. A title may command temporary recognition, but only service earns enduring trust. Recognition can make a name widely known, but it cannot make that name worthy of remembrance. History eventually distinguishes those who used the community to build their names from those who used their lives to build the community. Ego asks how prominently one's name will be remembered. Legacy asks how many others will rise because that person served. If someone has no meaningful concern for Zomi identity, dignity, unity, welfare, or continuity, that person should honestly ask whether Zomi leadership is the right responsibility to carry. This does not mean that the person has no value. It means that every position requires a corresponding conviction. When the heart and the office contradict one another, both the leader and the community suffer. What legacy are you leaving today? The greatest question facing every Zomi leader today is not simply, how much have you accomplished? The greater question is, what kind of legacy will you leave to the next generation? Will the next generation inherit only positions held, programs organized, ceremonies attended, photographs taken, and personal achievements celebrated? Or will it inherit uncompromising faith, principled Zomi patriotism, transparent institutions, accountable leadership, peacemaking, and love for all people? Will young Zomi inherit a clear understanding of who they are, their identity, language, history, cultural uniqueness, shared dignity, and collective responsibility? Or will they inherit an identity weakened by political convenience, institutional silence, personal ego, and leadership without conviction? The next generation does not need an apologetic, embarrassed, or watered-down Zomi identity. It needs leaders who inspire young people to embrace who they are with confidence, without arrogance, hostility, or shame. It needs unapologetic strength rooted in truth, restrained by wisdom, governed by love, and demonstrated through service. Every Zomi leader should therefore ask, did I strengthen or dilute Zomi identity? Did I inspire young people or make them ashamed of who they are? Did I build institutions or merely occupy positions? Did I prepare successors or protect my influence? Did I welcome accountability or silence honest questions? Did I protect those who were emotionally, psychologically, physically, socially, culturally, or spiritually vulnerable? Did I unite people around truth or demand silence in the name of unity? Did I serve the people or primarily build my name? Did I defend legitimate Zomi interests while treating others with dignity? Will the next generation inherit conviction from me, or confusion? The younger generation is watching. They are learning what leadership means by observing those who lead today. If they see organizations used for personal recognition, they may conclude that community service is merely another path to status. If they see leaders silencing honest questions, they may learn that unity means unquestioning obedience. If they see leaders publicly performing patriotism while privately abandoning Zomi responsibilities, they may become cynical about serving their people. But if they see leaders accepting accountability, protecting Zomi identity, developing younger leaders, making peace, correcting mistakes, sacrificing personal interests, and serving with integrity, they will learn that leadership is an honorable form of stewardship. The example established today may become the standard followed tomorrow. Reputation fades, but legacy remains. Reputation concerns what people say about a leader today. Legacy concerns what remains after that leader is gone. A leader may carefully manage a public image, but no one can permanently manage history. Time eventually removes the mask. Results speak more loudly than slogans, ceremonies, speeches, and social media appearances. A worthy Zomi legacy should leave behind a stronger and more united Zomi community, a preserved and developing Zomi language. Accurately documented Zomi history, transparent and sustainable institutions, accountable leaders, and trusted systems of responsibility. Young leaders who have been mentored and empowered, greater educational and economic opportunities, responsible political and civic representation, a culture of accountability rather than personality worship, cooperation grounded in truth, justice, dignity, and mutual respect, a community capable of defending its identity without denying the dignity of others. A person may leave behind a title engraved on a plaque yet make no enduring contribution to the people. Another may serve without fame or reward yet leave behind stronger institutions, educated young people, preserved history, renewed unity, public trust, and cultural confidence. History will recognize the difference. Ego wants a name to be remembered. Faithful leadership builds something worth remembering. A new chapter must be written. A new chapter of Zomi history is being written as the masks come off and the curtain is drawn back. This chapter will reveal who treated leadership as a platform for recognition, status, ego, and personal influence, and who accepted it as a sacred responsibility to serve. History will not remember every speech, ceremony, title, or public declaration. It will remember what leaders protected, what they surrendered, what they built, whom they served, how they responded when people were harmed, and what they left for the next generation. The central message is both a warning and a call. A Zomi leader without a Zomi heart is like a shepherd who carries the staff but refuses to protect the flock. The symbol of leadership remains in his hand, but the defining purpose of leadership has already been abandoned. This unmasking must not become a campaign of humiliation or revenge. It must become a movement of discernment, transparency, accountability, responsibility, repentance, reform, and renewal. The Zomi people need more than officeholders. They need faithful stewards who love without pretending, serve without exploiting, lead without silencing, cooperate without surrendering, protect without controlling, and defend their people without hating others. Leadership positions are temporary. Titles expire. Public recognition fades. But the values leaders embody, the institutions they build, the people they protect, the successors they mentor, and the identity they preserve can continue speaking long after they are gone. When every title has faded and today's season of leadership belongs to history, one final question will remain. Did our leadership leave the Zomi people stronger, safer, more united, more accountable, and more confident in their identity than it found them? Let this generation not be remembered as one whose leaders protected their names while the Zomi people lost their direction. Let it be remembered as the generation that recovered the true meaning of leadership, service guided by conviction, patriotism governed by justice, authority restrained by accountability, responsibility expressed through protection, faith demonstrated through sacrifice, and vision directed toward generations yet unborn. That is the leadership the Zomi people deserve. That is the legacy the next generation needs. And that is how a worthy new chapter of Zomi history must be written. www.zomipress.com